This is your dad starting a new cassette, a new recording, a new tape. I'm down at the office. It's 7:15, December the 2nd, 1969. Getting down the end of the year. Getting near time, cow-cow time. So, let's see now. What can I tell you that I haven't talked to you about before? Without preaching. My goodness gracious. Let me tell you some of the sad news. Doug's dad died. They're burying him tomorrow. He's been off. He called the house, and he's been off yesterday and today. He had three or four or five heart attacks. They brought him three or four times, but finally they just couldn't do anything for him. Now, I'm going to get me a cup of coffee, get back here, chat with my sailor friend for a while. I'm just going to ramble on this side of the tape, tell you some of the things down here at the office and about the job. And then the other side of the tape, I'll go home and Queenie and Gail and I'll make some recording on that side. Well, let's see, down here we've got Leland working 3 days a week, part-time. John Wensky come back and asked if he could come back to work. He's on trial basis for 30 days to see if he can show up in time in the morning and come to work. Second day on the job, he was late. Yep. He come in on a Monday, borrowed $100, says that he wanted to come back to work here, and the second day, he didn't come in till 10 o'clock. He was across the street with Monteith getting loaded. Well, I sort of laughed about that because, just celebrating coming back to work here. Pete's going to leave in February, going down Florida. Oh, talk about Florida. Is it cold this morning? It's only 16 degrees outside. And I got down here so early, it was only 6:30. I didn't want to come in or I didn't want to call the burglar alarm people, so I went up the corner there to the restaurant and had a bowl of hot oatmeal, some toast, and third cup of coffee. So anyway, the reason I'm down here this early is I told Mom, I said, she set this thing out for me last night. I've been after her to set it out so that it would be right on the dining room table, and that I could take it down and talk to you a little bit in the mornings. It's about the only time. I can't very well do it at home because Queenie and Gail are still sleeping and they can hear me mumbling out in the living room. We went over to Federal's Sunday. Today's Tuesday. And we brought a projector and a screen. I asked Mom what she wanted for Christmas for the house. You know, usually we get something for the house and we got quite a few slides now, so Sunday I spent the whole afternoon sorting out all the slides, getting them into the racks. It's a carousel, real nice. It's got remote control on it that you can focus, remote control for changing the slides either forward or backward. Is it comical? We were sitting there looking at them. One slide was a view when you had that little white uniform on and you were in the play in New York City. And then the next slide is a great big hairy body sitting there in your shorts in the Navy. But what I want to do, I'm going to go through them all now and get the slides little by little, get them sorted out so that they're related subjects. For instance, I want to get all your stuff together about Guam, pictures of you and your trips in San Francisco, get that all in sequence. And then Gail was to Washington, and well, she was just down in Atlanta, too. She just come back from Atlanta, Georgia, but she didn't take any pictures. And then we got the pictures of us in New York. And then going way back, we got pictures of Livonia. You and Gail, when you're just 5 years old, in front of the Christmas tree there, in front of the fireplace. Now, what else? Oh, I got snow tires for Gail's car. Had to get a new muffler put on it. The ignition, something happened to the ignition. Had to get a new ignition system put in it. Oh, it's a winner. So, that's her Christmas present. She got her muffler for Christmas. But when I said that she got her muffler for Christmas, she says, yeah. So, you know how those women are. You better get out of that Navy, get home pretty soon, and help protect me. Now, let's see. What else can I say at this moment? Whoop, I just took a sip of my coffee. Almost spilled it all over myself. That's just what I need. I was asking Mom, you sent a cassette home or tape home, and you never said one word about a lot of, you never said a word about all the pictures that I sent you of the guys at the office and pictures of the backyard and things of that nature. You didn't say anything about my tape. Boy, oh boy. why don't you sit down and take a piece of paper and make a little diagram? I mean, a little, notations. So that you got an outline. Just like I've got in front of me here. I've got nothing in front of me. So, Eric didn't show up yesterday. I don't know. Maybe he got a little nookie over the weekend. Probably, I don't know. He didn't show up for work and he didn't call. So, we put the guys on time and a half. Over 40 hours. Well, a week before last, we had 3 Yankee stores, and these guys were on duty till 10 o'clock at night. Our payroll for 1 week was about $3,600. So last weekend, Thursday was Thanksgiving, so we asked some of the fellows if they wanted to take Friday and Saturday off, have a long weekend, so we cut the payroll down a little bit last week. There's still a little bit of business coming in, but it's just getting harder and harder to get equipment. The dealer from Kalamazoo called me yesterday, Bobby Wells, just a young fellow, and he wanted to know if I knew anything, what was going on, or if I had any ideas what Sweet was trying to do. He tried to order some 2 total machines, and they told him that he couldn't get delivery on those until next June or July on 2 total machines, and this is only December. The only thing I can think of, I've got an annual report that from Litton, and they showed different pictures in there, and they showed a picture, it's a real, not a real clear picture, but just like sort of a fuzzy picture. They showed a checkout store in Mexico City, and it said the new Streamline 76 Suitas. Now, looking at that picture carefully, those machines looked like a regular Suita 76, except they were a different style cabinet, and the keyboard was slanted instead of, you know, not slanted like we slanted them for Farmer Jacks, but this was built right to the base, a slant. So maybe the possibilities, I hope this is what it is, that they're trying to use up their present inventory or keep their present inventory of Suita 46s and 76s limited, so that when they release this new model, that they will not have a lot of the other type of machines on hand to try to get rid of. Now, this is a possibility, and as I say, I hope that this is what the possibility is. So, I've got Eric in the same office here now with me. We're sharing the big desk, and moved Ralph's desk and Mal Bissell into the little office there where Eric used to be. And then down at the corner where Ralph was at, Eric ordered an engraving machine. We make our own type wheels. We've got that engraving machine down there in that corner. Now, what we were planning on doing, I don't know if we'll ever get around to doing it, what we're planning on doing is cutting the showroom in half and using that end of the building where Ralph's office was at for part of the storage area for the business and workshop. You see, we don't need all that store, all that front room just for display purposes. In fact, it just makes a mess keeping it neat. Especially when we got all these machines that come in to box and unbox, and there's no place to work on them. So, what I'll probably do is figure out an area there by the back door, where the big door, like the garage-style door, have that area in there clear, so that when machines come in, we've got some place to set them and unbox them, and more or less like a work area. Now, out here in the front, where we set up part of the front of the display area for a workshop, might put 3 or 4 workbenches out there, especially for data machines. What else can I say? Well, yeah, we got a notification of some machines, data machines, for Sears store in Flint that's going to open next summer. They're supposed to ship the machines in March. 72 data machines for this one store. So if we can struggle along and get at least some equipment, now even used machines, the market is completely dried up. Fred J. had a couple. We got some coming from Fred J. But boy, we're right down to the bone here. And if we don't get some machines, I don't know what the hell we're going to do. I sold a couple. I put 2 Tech machines, those Japanese machines, the first installation in the Saunders, more or less on a test basis to see how they hold up. And I guess the only thing we do if we can't get Sweet is we're going to have to sell more and more of those Tech machines or have to go back getting used Nationals from Fred J. until something straightens itself out where we can get some Suitas. Well, anyway, stuff always straightens out somehow. The only thing is, you got the big payroll going on each week, and you need that loot each and every week. So, Let me see. I'm going to play this back now. I've been talking. I just want to see how it's going. Maybe I've been talking all this time and nothing's been happening. Well, it isn't too bad. I played it back and it sounds fairly decent, but I don't know. It's not as clear as it should be. Now, it's getting to be, oh, let's see here. It's 7:45 now. And I'll fold this up for today. And then I'll get back and talk a little bit more tomorrow morning to you. And I'll do this one side of this tape, and then I'll take this home. Oh, wait, yeah, one little thing. We got to, you know, I was looking and I wanted to get some great big strong bull that could lift machines and move things around. So there's a fellow used to work for Spencer over on Michigan Avenue, and he went away in the service, and then he come back. His name is George. He's a Polish fellow. And he's going over here to University of Michigan, which is a smaller portion of the University of Michigan here in Dearborn. He's studying medicine. He's quite a smart kid. So he came over, and he's 6'2", and young and strong. And he just said he wanted to work part-time. So he's been coming in on Wednesdays at 11:30 and Fridays at 11:30, and then on Saturday, and unboxing machines and cleaning, moving things. Got the back room nice and straight. And it's real good, you know. And all he wanted is a couple dollars an hour, so I've been giving him $2 an hour, and, well, I'd pay him maybe for an extra hour or something like that. And, you know, nobody around here is strong enough. I know I hurt my back. I don't know if Mum wrote to you in a letter or not. I was picking up machines with Don, and I bent over and picked up a bass, Sears and Roebuck's bass, and, boy, my back jumped out of joint. And I've been going to chiropractor now for over a month. Well, I suffered for about 2 weeks thinking that I could do something for myself. I bought a girdle, wore that around. But I finally went to a chiropractor on Grand River, just past Lasher Road on the left-hand side of the street there. And he's got the pain out of it, but it's still there. Now, I'm going back again Friday. In fact, Queenie's gone up now. She's taken 3 treatments just to sort of relax those muscles up in her neck. And I go and take a treatment the next morning, man, in my lane. During the day, it feels pretty good. And it's so hard to do. He told me now, he says, don't lift anything at all for at least 30 days. Well, Thanksgiving, I took the snow tires, you know, I had on Gail's car and on my car, and I took the other tires and I put them up on top of the garage. Boy, when we got home from Todd's, we were over to Todd's for Thanksgiving dinner, when we got home that night, man, I thought I was starting all over again. I could hardly breathe. So Queenie had to help me out of the chair and get me into the bed and took a pain pill. Well, then I got up the next morning. It was still sore, but I at least could move a little bit. In the morning, especially, well, I tried to bend over to brush my teeth. Well, anyway, I got to watch myself on this lifting for a while. So this kid, he comes in, and he's been straightening up things, and as long as I tell him what to do and show him what, you know, tell him what I want done, he goes right at it. So I'll knock it off for this morning, son, and lots of luck to you. Love you. And I'll be talking to you again tomorrow morning. Morning, Stanley. Well, I missed yesterday, so this is Thursday morning. I missed Wednesday morning. I just got down here and got my coffee and a cigarette here and want to say hello, see how you're doing today. Yeah, I was, I went down the basement, went through all my stuff, looking for the title to the car. I got Gail's title. This year he got taken the title and the certificate of insurance and the registration certificate. I want to get the new plates. In fact, that's what I want to get Gail for Christmas. I want to get her automobile plates and wrap them up as a gift. I asked her yesterday, I said, the snow tires I bought you and the new muffler. Now, do you want those for your birthday? The muffler for your birthday and the tires for your Christmas, or do you want the tires for your birthday and the muffler for Christmas?
You want those tires. Those tires make a lot of noise anyway.
So anyway, yeah, there's complaining. That everybody's complaining. They got the license plates in gold with white letters, and you can only see them for about 5 feet. So all the policemen and the state troopers and everything are complaining about the license plates. Well, anyway, people are complaining about something no matter what the hell you come up with. All you hear is complaints. Well, let's see, what's going on today? Oh, this new guy, George, he's going to come in tomorrow morning. We rented a U-Haul truck. We got 26 data machines here that were sent here for loaners for two stores called Forest City Stores. Now, that's where the gem stores used to be. The gem stores went out of there, and two outfits called Forest City went into these from Cleveland. And they sell all kinds of lumber and television and, oh, everything imaginable, just like a regular discount operation. And a lot of stuff in there that they, for people that do-it-yourself programs, you know, tile that you can put on yourself and cabinets that you can build. You see a lot of guys in there with one thumb cut off. These are the do-it-yourselfers that got the electric tools in their basement. Yeah, even old Larry Nelson here, he cut off the end of his finger. So that, when I was over at the grand opening at Forest City, Monteith was with me, and I said to Monteith, I said, you watch all these guys come in here. Most of them got their thumbs cut off. Oh, God, that was comical. Well, anyway, we had these machines as loaners. And then we finally got the new machines in. We stalled those. And these data machines, you can't ship them without taking them back off their bases. So we figured it out, or Eric figured it out. It would take us about $300 in wages just to take all these machines back off the bases again. And then to put them in boxes. So anyway, rented a truck, and this kid's going to haul them directly to the factory in a U-Haul truck. So, tomorrow morning he's supposed to load it. And this morning, Jack Fraser, a buddy of mine, is supposed to come over and get this checkout stand and get it the hell out of here. He said he'd show up early this morning, make more room by getting rid of that. And I'm getting down near the end of this tape, and what I want to do, as I said, I'm going to, I talked to you and told you a little bit about the business on this side, things that you might be interested in hearing, I don't know. It's everyday occurrences, but still to you, I suppose it's a little interesting to hear what's going on down at the business. Then I'll take this thing home, and then on the other side of this, I'll have the queen and the little queen bee do a little talking. So that when we send it to you, you've got two versions. You got your old man's voice, and you got the voice of the two lovebirds. So anyway, getting right down the bottom of this tape, we're going, going, going. And every time you see it, it's almost down the bottom, then you see there's a little bit more on it. So, Stashu, from your father to his son, his Navy boy, keep it clean, watch it, and don't over.
Chris, this is Lisa. She has a couple words to say to you.
Merry Christmas.
This is Sunday, Chris, and Todd and Pat and Lisa came over, and we tried to get this tape going on the B side. Your father worked the first side. On the B side, I couldn't get it to the red button can go down for record, you know, to record, rather. So I don't know, Todd, he has a little more patience than your father, so he fooled around when he finally found out that there was a little piece of plastic missing at the top. Now, you'll notice this on this tape, so be careful when you're running this number two side, or the B side. See, it's all right on the other side. It's got this little piece of plastic on that, but this hasn't. So I hope it doesn't fall off or lose it, but I'll give you a little note in the box before you use the tape so you'll know to be careful with it anyhow. So anyhow, it's a kind of cold, rainy day, rain and snow and mixture, but we don't have any snow on the ground. It's still as clear. It snowed the other day and froze up a little bit, but it melted, so it's not too bad. For the first week of December, the weather has been fairly good. Can't complain. We got your letter the other day. Got your letter a couple days ago. Bawling your mother out, eh? Oh, you rascal, you. Well, your dad, you know, guy, I told you, he got a, we got a projector for your slides. I said, we have quite a few slides, but, you know, we showed them three times already. You can look at them again. I don't know, Gail has a role here. She didn't take too many. I don't even know what she took. Not on her trip to Atlanta. Some other nonsense. But it's pretty nice. You really see all your pimples now on this thing and we got some, you know, from Livonia yet when you were little top, and we have one of you when you're tiny, and in the next slide they show you in your uniform. Really, oh gosh, you're like a big cow now compared to what you used to be. Otherwise, everything here is okie-doke, getting along. Your dad's keeping busy and sleeps every evening, so he keeps out of trouble. And, say, that's quite a menu you have for Thanksgiving. God, you have better than we did, for land's sakes. Hey, one thing you can complain is you're soft on the food. Gee, because, to me, I thought that was a fine selection of foods there. I told you in the note that I sent you, went over to Todd's, and just the, you know, the five of us, Lisa there, and spot all. You know, turkey and the usual little things. But not the assortment you had. Gosh. You really had it. I'm wondering if you got any of the patches I send you. The one I send here from home. But the other one is coming from the company I ordered it from, so probably get that. Maybe get that one a little earlier. I don't know. But you sure got your glasses fast enough, didn't you? For a couple of 2 or 3 days or something like that. Of course, the package I sent out to you was sent the same day, but, you know, since it weighed, you know, a little bit of weight, of course, it takes longer because those other patches I sent took, what, about 2 weeks to get there. So this might take 3. So if it isn't there yet, probably within by the next weekend, you should have it there. I imagine you will anyhow. I guess for Christmas Eve, we're supposed to go over to Dale's for a couple hours. He's having everyone there. I don't know how he lives in it. Tiny 2x4 house, you know, it's real small, so I don't know, just for a couple hours. You know how your dad is about that anyhow. I was going to have them over here, but, they're going to do it fine. I don't care. It also involves a lot of work, you know, and fussing around. Of course, you know, Christmas won't be the same this year without you here, and even the possibility of you not being home next Christmas, right? Or have you heard anything more about early discharge, or that's just a lot of talk, you know, there's a lot of talk. Read how this new draft lottery works. Because you might have been called up if you were 19 now, too, because you're pretty. Your birth date was about the middle of the second bunch of numbers, so. I don't know how many of your old friends from school would be calling. Well, quite a few, probably, right? About 2:45 here. This is Monday. This is the next day. And I'm waiting for Gail to get home so we can run up the store. I'm waiting for the first day it's icy out. See if your dad lets her take the car out that morning. He probably won't. He'll probably drive her down in the morning and tell her to get home by bus, because the bus does go up there, you know, on Southfield. So I haven't even come to that situation yet, but he's got snow tires for it, which he probably told you. And I don't know. Well, she drives okay. She takes me out to Northland or Dearborn or someplace, you know. And she'd be spinning those wheels all the time, too, if we let her, just like her brother, like that big brother of hers, same darn thing. You were always running up to do correspondence, and as I said, I don't think you've ever really finished it, have you, or did you? She always finds an excuse to go up to the drugstore for some ridiculous, for a pad of paper. She's got a pad of paper down here, or filing cards. You have a pack of them down in the drawer. Any excuse, but she, I think she's getting over this driving just a little bit now. And it's about time. At first, it was a little bit, you know, just every time she thought of it, I said, get out there and walk a little bit. It's better for your body than ride. Even like your dad, all he does is, he doesn't get any physical exercise. When he does something, it tires him out. Like yesterday, you know, that trim down the basement, he never did finish that down at the floor, you know, painting it. He finally did part of it, first part of the spring, I think. So now he was working around where you're hi-fi junk isn't through there, and finally finished that up. Oh boy, this morning his legs are crippled up. He's not used to doing that type of a thing. And he tried to fix a faucet downstairs. The hot water doesn't come out fast enough. He never did figure it out. I don't know what's wrong with it. He went up to the hardware store, you know, in the store window in Gail's room. I opened it one day and it fell. I guess the hook up valve isn't tight enough, and it broke on the pane. So he took it up to Joe's, and Joe's talking to him. I guess Ray is he's back here into Virginia already. He's supposed to teach. And did he get to see you in Guam? Joe thought maybe he got to see you there, because he stopped there to look for you, and you were supposedly in town or something, so I don't know. I told him, I said, well, you didn't write me anything about it if you did see him or not, but he stopped there to see you, and I don't know if he made any contact with you or not. Last Saturday, let's see, a week ago, we went over to Mary and Jerry's for dinner to chat, and we tried to run these slides off on that we had on his projector. Well, ours is that rotary, that carousel type of thing. You know, they're circular drum-like, and his is just you set the long box into this machine. Well, he had them all upside down. The kids are trying to set them in there right, and yeah, he's had a few too many under his belt, and he didn't know what he's doing. Oh, gosh, I'm telling you. This one where it shows a seaplane with a number on it was a 263. He kept putting that thing into the projector, and he kept getting it backwards, and he was determined. It made no importance about the number. You could see the plane, you know, it was just reversed. He was determined he was going to get that thing in there right and show that number properly. Honestly, it was really something. Your dad was half asleep. So we really didn't get to see them there until we, you know, got this one of ours here. So, comical. You know, he's a nut anyhow when he gets a couple under his belt. He's building himself a wine, like a wine cellar down there. He's all enthused about French wines, real, you know, good wines. So, he's something else, isn't he? He's a fuss budget. Aunt Karen, she's getting married this June. I wrote you in the letter, and she's graduating from college, and I guess he's graduating from college, too. So at least they both have their education and have something, some kind of a background to work with. And Arthur, he's teaching now, but his firm is up in June, so I don't know if they'll take him. But like Mary says, that he's got such a poor eye, she doubts if they would. I said, well, during the big war, I said, they took anything that moved. They took guys that had things wrong with them that they couldn't even pass physicals for other things, but I guess at that time, they were taking anything and everything. Have you been writing to Mr. Taylor lately? I haven't seen him. I see his car go by, but I haven't talked to him. I guess he didn't feel too well last winter, and he's kind of slowed up this year. Well, this man's getting old, you know. He's getting older. And what else is new here? Oh, nothing. Everybody's about the same. And you don't see much of anyone in the wintertime. In the summertime or spring, you see people out, you know. And Larry across the street, well, of course, he's still at the Air Force Academy, and he has another 2 years there, and they want him to take a graduate course in something. Oh, in piloting, I think. And but you know, when he graduates in 2 years from the academy, he has to stay in for 5 years into the service. 5 years, so that's pretty a stretch. Of course, he's getting a terrific education. This summer, he took a special course in glider training, which I guess he likes planes. So this probably he intends to make it for pretty much of a career, if possible. Talk about things being sent out, like you have some of your scuba gear and your tapes out there. His mother and dad sent his drums out there to him because he thought he'd be playing them. They thought they'd form a band. He never did use them. Can you imagine shipping a set of drums out? Oh, gosh, that's really crazy. I'm telling you, kids nowadays, what they don't think of.
Hi, Chris. This is your sister, Gail. Yeah, I came back from Atlanta, Georgia last Sunday, a week from last Sunday. And we took off, it was on a Wednesday, the 26th. We took off about 10 after 8. It was pretty good going up. And we had when we got near Atlanta, we had a circle for about 20 to 30 minutes because of, couldn't see the airport. It would help, you know. We got down and we took a taxi to the Regency Hyatt House where we were supposed to stay. When we got there, the room clerk told us what the convention was changed to the Sheraton Biltmore. That was pretty bad because we, you know, that would be really nice to stay at the Regency House with the glass elevators and the red carpeting and everything. So we got settled in our rooms, and then we had to go downstairs to the ballroom to register and things like this. And the people that went with two guys in student government, me, and we needed one more girl to go. And all the girls in student government couldn't go. So I called my girlfriend Beth at 9 o'clock at night and told her she was going to Atlanta, Georgia. So she went, and his mother, Kiki Boone. So we got there and we got settled and everything. Then they had dinner. And they had this, was having a shrimp or crabs or something, and they were just looking at it because they didn't know how to eat it because it was all filled with ketchup and everything. Whatever, it was some kind of sauce. Then they had veal parmigiani. And I didn't even eat it. It looks sick. so I didn't eat that. And then they had general business meetings and regional meetings and every kind of other meetings you can think of. And Thursday was Thanksgiving, so we watched the parade on television. Oh, and by the way, there were 900 males and 35 females. So, I don't know. And so Thursday, everyone was all ready for turkey and everything. So we got down to dinner and had turkey roll. It wasn't very good compared to your menu. You had. And so, and so Friday, we had some more meetings. So for my birthday, we had a party. And we had, have you ever heard of the, well, we had a party and a bunch of people and everything. So Saturday, I'm coming to bed, it's Saturday. And on Saturday, it was entertainment. And so that night they had entertainment and they had Neil Diamond and the Platters and all these people like this, you know. It was really good though. And that day, four of us went to Underground Atlanta. That's where the Civil War was. That's where the Civil War took place. And they had all the old buildings and things like this. And went shopping. And it's a pretty nice place. I really wouldn't like to live here. I mean, it's nice. We didn't get a chance to see very much of it. So on Sunday, we had to leave. We were going to stay another day, but one of the guys was in the National Guard, and he had a meeting he had to go to where he'd be drafted. So we decided to go back, and so we took off, and we had to wait an hour. No, we had to wait about half an hour because of the meals were all screwed up, so we didn't get any food on it except Cokes or ginger ale, whatever you wanted. And on Saturday night, have you heard of the Cincinnati Royals basketball team? Well, we met them on the elevator, and so they came to the party. Cincinnati Royals, and Oscar Robinson, he's the leading pointer in the National League or something like this. And, Irwin Corey was there. Professor Irwin Corey. He's one of the big tennis shoes and wild hair, you know. And doing well. And so he took off the ride back was pretty bad. Yeah. And let me think. Oh, and then December 27th, 28th, and 9th, we're having a small conference at the Dearborn Inn with some of the schools that were at the convention. And we're going to take them on a tour of Greenfield Village, too. And we're going to take them on a tour of, while we're here, we're going to take them on a tour of Greenfield Village. So that'd be pretty good. Because one of the people who's going to the convention, he works there. So we thought it'd be good. I got a B on a geography quiz. Oh, yeah. So that's something exciting to tell you. And we have a big formal dance. I'm not going. I'm on the committee. But I'm not going. The other girl on the committee's not going either. So, unless somebody asked me within 4 days. Yeah, I know. So, well, the car's running pretty good, I guess, for winter, and I forgot to close the garage door. Yeah. And I go outside at 10 o'clock. It's time to come back at night and close the garage door. I don't care. Give me some fresh air. Get some fresh air. And, well, the tape's almost running out. She'll be out in a few minutes. At the convention, you met all these different people from different states, from California, Florida, Alaska, Hawaii. No, there's none from Hawaii. New York, the New York accents, and Southern accents, and people from Michigan, and every place you can think of. And
got her eye on a night clerk there.
Ha, 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 ha. I think he's a night clerk. Room clerk.
Room clerk, that's the word.
He's in England. London, England. Well, we... And, did you say anything?
Okay, this is just about through, kiddo. She's sitting here in her slippy bra, half nude, showing her big legs and her pimple face. Kelsey, right. Now it's got to pull the garage door down. You know why? She's too lazy. She's not strong enough to pull the thing down. She's a weakling, 10-pound weakling.